This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good Saturday morning. Are you getting ready for the open of a couple fishing seasons? Red Snapper and AJ's are coming up on the menu. We'll talk about the details of those. Also, we'll recap last night's Youth Hunters of the Year for 2023. Had an award presentation at the Louisiana Wildlife Federation Conservation Award Banquet in Baton Rouge. And also going to tell you how you can assist your young male or female hunter to enter this year's contest. And we've got live fishing reports from our field staff all across the coast. Try to help you get out and find them, catch them, clean them, keep them, cook them, whatever. Also, text your reports and your questions and comments to us on our text line, which comes directly here to the studio, 504-260-1870. One of might make a note of that. And last Saturday, thanks to all who came out to our live road trip show over at Marsh and Bayou Spring Fling in Mandeville. I had a great turnout, got to see a lot of our listeners, meet some for the first time, and see some old friends that showed up. Today we're going to hear from Sammy Romano. He's going to be talking about next weekend's Shag's Tent Sale in Metairie. I know lots of you look forward to that event every year, and we'll have the details straight from Sammy coming up a little bit later on. Now, you know, last week, if you were tuned in, I mentioned because it was the opening weekend of the Louisiana wild turkey season, I'd be getting in some new Bad Boy of the Outdoors material. Well, yeah, I did. Wildlife and Fishery Enforcement wrote several citations and made cases all across the state. But little did I realize there would be a case of from Mississippi, and even more of a surprise to find out that it might be the last person you suspect. That'll be our Bad Boy of the Outdoors story for you this morning. Also got a special message came in this week from Mickey Lagasse of the Mississippi Coastal Conservation Association about a great new free fishing event to tell you about. We'll mention that, and then we'll have Mickey join us next week and give you a whole lot more details on it. Well, if you are headed out today, you are very fortunate along the Great Gulf Coast because we've got some picture-perfect weather today. No chance of rain in the forecast. Offshore, southeast winds only 5 to 10. Boy, if we could only get that for the snapper season. And we've also got on the interior lakes and bays, east-southeast winds around 5 knots. Tomorrow going to be pretty much a rerun for offshore, southeast wind 5 to 10, 2-foot seas. On the inside, southeast winds 5 to 15 with a little bit of a light chap. So probably a little bit windier tomorrow, a little bit different direction out of the southeast. Got a great tide range, foot and a half tide movement. A lot of water going to be moving in and out of the marshes and along the coast. Mississippi River is not that high, 5.8, but it is on the rise. And lake water temperature of Lake Pontchartrain and most of the bigger lakes, 69 degrees. It's pumping up there, and the Gulf has got up to 71 degrees. Warm water and salt water means more fish activity. All right, so we're going to be hearing from guys like Captain Darrell Carpenter, Captain Mike Gallo. I'll be fishing with him early next week. The Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert. We're going to hopefully get a hold of Mitch Jurisich. He's been a busy guy lately. We'll check in with him down at the Delta Marina. Blaine Salter, who put on a real clinic over at Marsh and Bayou Spring Fling with his Salter jigging poles. He's got the freshwater report. And filling in next for Robbie Campo, who is coming back later from a successful Miriam turkey hunt up in the Dakotas, is Glenn Sanchez. You know him. He's been with us for a long time. He'll update us on the Shell Beach Hopedale outlook. So stick around. We got a full 2 hours of the stuff you and I love to talk about each and every Saturday morning. It's The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, normally at this time, we hear from Robbie Campo down at Shell Beach, Campo's Marina, get a report on the Shell Beach, Hopedale, Delacroix areas. Well, Robbie is out chasing Miriam turkeys up in the Dakotas. So filling in is Glenn Sanchez, quite a familiar voice on this radio show. Was with us for years as the owner of the Breton Sound Marina. Glenn fills in for Robbie when he takes off. And, Glenn, boy, I tell you what, there's going to be some lucky people who have fishing trips scheduled today. What a picture-perfect day, huh?
I tell you, I haven't seen a day like this in a long time. I walked outside and there's no wind. The stars are beautiful. It's just a gorgeous day. Good tide range. The only thing we have right now, we have low water in the morning. The water is low. So just be careful. But if something was to happen, you get stuck, just remember, it's coming in. It's coming in all day. So,
what have been some of the high points, some good spots and techniques that we use this week? Of course,
well,
we had that storm early in the week, so that it wasn't many people going out fishing in that mess.
Yeah, right. The wind was so bad this week, they didn't start fishing until actually yesterday. But they caught redfish, and they caught a few trout. I mean, they caught the redfish up in the marsh, in Biloxi Marsh, and they caught some speckled trout along the ship channel. You know, you just got a hunting peck right now, but they got plenty of live shrimp, so, and they're beautiful. So hopefully it's going to be a great day. You've got everything looking good for everybody, you know. Good weather, good tide, just another thing to remember. Bring something for gnats, because if there's no wind, you know what happens with this time of year.
Yeah, well, my favorite's Amber Romance, but there's several things out there in the market, but you certainly don't want to get caught without it. Glenn, do you remember when you operating the marina, as many freshwater catfish showing up as are now? I mean, nice, big, beautiful cats.
We never had freshwater catfish. We didn't get them until they opened the diversions and they opened the spillway. And when they did that, they took over. And I think that's what's happening to the crabs. They're eating up all the crabs.
Yeah, well, I can't blame them for that, you know.
Well, I mean, Robbie told me back that they caught a big one open and it was full of nothing but little baby female crabs.
Yeah, well, they certainly eat their share and they're bottom feeders. You know, good fish that's available this time of the year, besides everything you talked about, is the sheephead, if people want to get out and catch some sheephead.
I tell you what, that's the most underutilized fish out there because people don't realize how good that fish is. Jonathan went to a fish fry Easter Sunday, and people were like, what kind of fish is this? This is delicious. And they told me that they couldn't believe it, you know.
Well, you know, almost the same thing happened last week. I was out at Marsh and Bayou. They had a celebration of spring fling, and Chris Tiblier fried some fish, and that's exactly what he fried, some sheephead. And, boy, they were just so delicious. You know, he battered them real light and fried them up in thin strips and crispy. Man, nothing wrong with that at all.
You know, once you learn how to clean them, you see a lot of people that they want to go through the ribs. You just leave the bones alone. Go around that,
right.
You know? But that's great fish.
That was, if you remember, Sheriff Harry Lee, and a lot of people do, he was a sportsman. That was his favorite fish. And the way he cooked it was real simple. He just took it off the half shell like you do a redfish, put it on the grill, and he would take a little ginger and bacon grease and just put it on the grill and grill it up real crispy.
Huh? Well, I had a guy a while back, he put mayo on it and then put Parmesan cheese on it and put it on the grill, and it was absolutely delicious.
Oh, you can get real creative with sheephead. I mean, you can just about do anything with it. It's really, I guess, almost like a saltwater sockeye.
I tell you, it's like you said, it's so versatile. You can do anything with it. I like it for ceviche.
Yeah, well, ceviche, the problem with me and ceviche is it's never done well enough, you know?
Oh, you have to have money.
Well, Glenn,
it's going to be a good day out here today.
Yes, indeed it is. Yes, it is. Well, you know, there's some close-in spots. Have you talked to anybody that's made the long runs yet? I guess not last week with all the winds and stuff, but, boy, it's getting to be that time where you can get out to those rigs and hit the Breton Sound area.
Today is going to be the day because nobody's been able to get out there because it's been so bad. I mean, heck, you know, I had whitecaps in Bayou Lucha all week. So,
Glenn,
I mean,
your son, Jonathan Sanchez, Captain Jonathan, how long has he been guiding now? Man, he's become a veteran. I mean, when he was just a kid.
He's been guiding for 22 years, I believe.
Oh, wow. Hard to believe.
Let's see. He's going to be... No, he might be guiding for 24 years. He's going to be 42 this year. Or he's 42, and he got his license at 18.
Yeah. You know, that's he's one of those guys, and I know you claim you taught him everything he knows. But
no,
he's one,
no,
of, those, he's one
no.
of those guys that just has that sixth sense for finding fish. It's like he can smell them, you know?
Yeah, people tell me that all the time. You taught him. I said, I wish I knew 10% of what he knows.
You know, and I don't know where it comes to him from, but, boy, he's just got it. You know, he can just pick up, and I don't know whether he's reading the water and the weather and the time of the year, if he does it scientifically or if it's just instinctively. But, man, that guy can find some fish.
Well, you know, and he doesn't quit until he finds them, and, you know, or somebody hollers uncle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like you go out and you got a trip and, okay, it's an 8-hour trip, and 8 hours is here, and it's over with, and you're going home. No, if he didn't find fish, he's still looking, you know. Yeah. You're going to get your money's worth.
Does he take his pops fishing? You guys get to fish much together?
I fished with him probably back in January. I went with him. But when I go out with them, they want to stay on the boat too long. I'm getting to where I'm getting old, and I'm on the boat all day, and I don't want to go in rough water. I want to go home when I want to go home. That's why I got my own boat.
Yeah. Well, Glenn, always great talking to you, and thanks for filling in for Robbie. He'll be back with us again next week. Say hello to Captain Jonathan for me. By the way, if somebody wants to get him, what's the easiest way to get a hold of him if they'd like to book a trip with him?
His number is 504-232-6227.
All right, and we have that number here in case somebody needs to get it. All right, thanks again, Glenn. We'll see you next time, buddy. Take care.
Everybody have a great day and stay safe.
I knew you were going to say it. You always do. Glenn Sanchez checking in with us. All right, coming back after this, get you a little freshwater report. Yeah, it's springtime. Time for some good freshwater action. And I got to tell you, this guy, Blaine Salter, he put on a clinic over there entertaining the crowd at Martian Bayou last week and showing you his new dock shooting technique and his equipment to do it. And we're going to find out where you can. I'm sure he's got a YouTube video where you can check it out and see it. It's pretty amazing. Back with Blaine right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All righty, let's get you a freshwater fishing report from Blaine Salter, Salter's Jigging Poles. And Blaine, man, thanks for coming out to Martian Bayou. I know they appreciated you coming out and doing your demo. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. I like to watch the crowd's faces when you do that demo, man. That is incredible stuff.
Oh, I tell you what, one thing I was highly impressed with was the turnout. I mean, I'm not sure how many folks turned out, but it was quite a few hundred at that little spot. And what a great little store and a great group of guys. And people always seem to be amazed. They can read about it, but until you see it live and in action, you really just don't understand exactly what it can do. But they got a pretty good understanding, and we sold some rods and we sold a lot of stuff. And look, the food was good. I couldn't find anything you could say bad about that area, but the food was unbelievable, that's for sure.
Yeah, those little mom-and-pop stores, they're so great, you know, because they really cater to the customers and they do special things. You know, it's great to have the big boxes, but you'll never have celebrations and events like that, Adam. But let me tell you this. Do you have a YouTube video of that demonstration that you do that you can refer people to that want to see it?
I do. You can go to just if you Google Salter's on YouTube or Salter, how to use Salter's jigging pole. There's probably 4 to 8 videos. And, you know, my dad's still the star. You can type in JB Salter Fishing by Salter's and all of his old TV shows will show up. And you can see the techniques live. And people love to do a show with him because all you had to do was park a camera on him. And he never was quiet. He was telling you everything he was doing. And that's why everybody just flocks to it. You know, if you add up all my videos together, his few TV shows I uploaded beat my views by tons. So he's still the star of this thing, that's for sure.
Well, he was great to have on radio for sure. And now which one of those videos will be the one where you do the dock shooting demo?
It would be how to cast Salter's jigging pole, and two will pull up, and one will be the old school method, and then one will refer you to the dock shooting method. So it'll be the first two that pop up.
Great viewing for anybody. Blaine, give us some of the hot spots you found, you heard about during this week. What are some places people might want to go give it a try?
Well, if we take that Slidell, the I-10 corridor, and cut it right across the state, it seems to be in a universal post-spawn deal, because the fish are showing up. You know, I actually got a call from the Chifunka area. Had a good buddy fish it last weekend and fished it one time during the week, and his catches were, you know, 8 to 15, and they're still in the coves, but they're moved out on the outer edges of the trees, and his favorite colors were blue and white. And one thing was for sure, he started out with a heavier weighted jig and actually ended up texting me while he was on the water, and I asked him what depth he was fishing. He said, you know, 5 to 6 feet in the cove. And I said, look, you got to go to a 1/64th or a 1/32nd and slow the fall of that bait when it lands. And he was fishing your standard blue and white and was catching them on the outside of the laydowns in the coves in and around the interstate area. So they're moving to a post-spawn pattern, but a lot of big brim are starting to show up. So that means to tell me, you know, some of the caterpillars might be building up, and brim are starting to show up big, and the Lake Verret, Bay Natchez, Jack Miller's area, along with good catches of sackleye as well. That area seems to be just past the spawn, I guess you could say, because it's opposite, but I'm also getting some really good I had three or four fellas call, and I saw some nice pictures of 20 and 30 being caught in bayou pigeons. So the spillways, actually, that whole corridor alone there is a post-spawn pattern, but the spillway seems to be heating up now because you have a steep fall happening right now. That water, that full moon has moved out, and it seems to hold water in, and that atchafalaya is dropping, so your spillway is your hot ticket right now.
Yeah, some of those North Shore rivers, they got an awful lot of rain that came through on Wednesday, so, you know, it might take a couple days for that to fall out and get really good. Blaine, you know, you work with a lot of crappie and sockeye tournaments. If somebody wants to get involved in fishing those tournaments, where would you send them? Is there a website that kind of is a clearinghouse for all the listings of where they can find those tournaments across the state?
Well, what we found, you can go to the Crappie Masters, but what we found is that a lot of the local tournaments is what everybody's flocking to. You know, 2 years ago, the Crappie Masters started out as a 200-man field, and now the national championships are down to 20 and 30-man fields because of just the electronics that are involved. And a lot of old schoolers don't like to fish against a young guy that's got $15,000 worth of electronics on there. It feels kind of like it's a disadvantage. And so what we've done, we do three local tournaments a year. We've got one coming up towards the end of April. It's put on by J6 Jigs and Glenn's Automotive, but we have 30 and 40 show up at the tournament at Attackapaw Landing. We cook. There's several. There's one that everybody fishes up north that's called the Red River Shootout. It's three or four local tournaments a year, but all that's always posted on Facebook. I always share it to our Salters Jig and Pole page on Facebook, and that seems to be the universal way everybody keeps up with everything is your social media.
Everybody ought to make note of that and check it periodically if they're interested in tournament, and also get a lot of the inside information. Blaine, always a pleasure talking to you, and again, thanks for coming out there and putting on that show. It was really great, and look forward to seeing you again.
Absolutely. I appreciate you and the invite out, and look forward to seeing you next week.
All righty. Thank you, Blaine. We appreciate it. All right. When we come back after this, going to get to some of your text messages. Want to shoot us one? It's 504-260-1870. I got some mixed things coming in, reports, some questions, some comments. It's where we take them. They come directly into the studio here real time. Tell us who you are, where you are, and what you're doing on this Saturday morning as you listen to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, for you offshore fishermen or wannabe offshore fishermen, not only is Monday, April the 15th tax day, it's also Red Snapper opening day in Louisiana's both state and federal waters. We've got a pretty big quota this year, almost 1 million pounds, 934,587 to be exact. It will open up Monday with a 4 fish per person limit. It got to be a minimum of 16 inches, and it's open 7 days a week. You know, we've had the weekends openings, and now we've had enough snapper return, and the population is sufficient enough to to carry it for 7 days a week until that allocation is reached, which last year it went well into the winter. Hopefully we'll get a long season out of it. But if you want to get out and get them, get your four of those big, pretty red snappers starting Monday. And remember, what you do need now, if you're going to be fishing for offshore fish, you have to have stainless steel circle hooks. You have to have either a vent tool or a quick release device. That's when the fish suffer from barotrauma, when they come up from the depths and the pressure affects them and the swim bladder is extended out of their mouth. You've probably seen that if you fished. If you use a venting tool properly, you can save that fish when you release them. And you also have to have a fish flipper. Those are the three mandatory items. You also need a saltwater and a basic license and an ROLP. And you say, what is that? That is a recreational offshore landing permit. It's absolutely free. And you can get that off of the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website. So go get you some snapper. Now, as far as amberjack, we were reminded by the NOAA, the organization that regulates offshore fishery, that the Gulf of Mexico is going to be open for greater amberjack recreational season at 12:01 a.m. on May 1st. It's coming up real soon, and it will close. It's not open long. It'll close on June 1st, so you only got that 1 month, and then it hopefully will reopen a little bit later on. All right, we got a quick 10-second pause for station identification. When we come back, I'm going to get to some of your text messages to 504-260-1870. But first, we'll let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we not only get fishing reports from our field staff, we also get them from you, our listeners. And this is from Smokey, not to be confused with my German short hair pointer, Smokey. This one says, I got a late report a week ago. I was able to catch a limit of trout out of the kayak in the upper reaches of Barataria Bay. Seems that not all the trout left their wintering grounds for spring break just yet. Best of luck to everyone fortunate enough to be fishing outside today. Yeah, that's for sure. All right, then let's see. We have Captain Ross L. He says he's been catching. He's bringing some Florida family members on Sunday. He fishes down there with Ryan Lambert at Cajun Fishing Adventures. He also adds he loves his job. Well, I can't see how you don't. And we got Wingbone checking in from Alabama. You doing any turkey hunting, Wingbone? Are you getting after him? Or are you just making those calls lately? And let's see, we got a report that from a brother-in-law, Brian Guidro, says the bass are biting pretty good in Lake Buff last weekend. And this one is from Texter 0313. Not fishing today, family reunion. Got some crawfish etouffee, white beans, catfish, shrimp, fettuccine, duncan with gumbo, potato salad, and jambalaya. Well, yeah, no fishing. I don't feel sorry for you, though. Why go fishing when you got that? All right, here's one that says, Don, just curious, how you think last Wednesday's bad weather will affect this weekend's fishing? It was excessive. I'm sure you know in the Mandeville area with flooded streets and parking lot, looked like all the rivers and waterways off I-12 and 10 were filled to the brim on my drive back to Mobile on Thursday. That's from my friend David Hubble in Alabama. You're right, Dave. It's going to affect it. And as those rivers drop and clear, they'll get better. But, yeah, they're pretty well filled up and going to be difficult to fish for those rivers. And a lot of dirty water, a lot of runoff. All right, we have someone heading to Blind River to get lips in the boat. I'm talking about, I'm sure what they're talking about is bass lips. All right, so if you're going out and you got a report for us, or you don't, you want some information, you can request it here at 504-260-1870. Last night, I was at a place called Boudreaux's Catering in Baton Rouge. I was there for the Louisiana Wildlife Federation's Conservation Achievement Awards, and part of the awards ceremony there is a presentation of Youth Hunter of the Year Awards. And unlike most years where they present one for the outstanding youth female and one for the youth male, they actually presented four total awards, two for the female, two for the male. Congratulations to the young ladies who were there to get their awards, Lizzie Fry and Paisley Stevenson. And the youth hunters of the year, the male hunters, was Blaze Coco. And, of course, my grandnephew, Drew Dubuque, who wrote a story and about his turkey hunt with me, and it was an award-winning story that he wrote about a great experience. Now, if you'd like to submit your child or encourage them to enter the contest for 2024, what you need to do is this past hunting season or this turkey season or the upcoming hunting season, make sure you have them jot down some notes and take plenty of pictures. And at the end of it, have them write a story and submit it for a competition. They are a panel of judges, and they select, next year it should be just the one male and one female. And they have to be 15 years old or younger. And again, if you want to find out more information about the contest, just Google the Louisiana Wildlife Federation, and you can find out all about it. All right, we got a break to take here. We come back. Let's see if we can get a report from the Delta Marina down there and down the river on Highway 23 with Mitch Jurisich. Stand by. We'll find out how his turkey season's been going and what are some of the opportunities to catch red snapper if you leave out his marina. We'll figure that out for you next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque. Radio Next. And let's say good morning to a voice from the not-too-distant past, Mitch Jurisich at the Delta Marina right down there near the big Empire Canal. And, Mitch, first thing I want to do is talk a little turkey because I know you're a big turkey hunter like me. How's it been for you?
Don, you don't even want to know the story. I had shoulder surgery late February. And when they went in to do the fix the shoulder, they wound up having to replace it. And it's my left arm. I'm a left-hand shooter. So you know what my turkeys are doing? They're out there frolicking in the fields, just acting like nothing is going on. But my son did go up last week. And as soon as he got up there, he got on a bird, shot one nice bird, and only hunted the next morning and chased five more around, and they gave him the slip, but the birds are there. They gobbling. They doing their thing. And I'm like, oh, my God, what did I do wrong this year? Because I'm telling you, I've watched more gobblers all hunting season long and just said, oh, this is going to be one heck of a turkey season. But you know what? I still love watching them. I've been up there, and I've seen them walking around and playing around and doing their thing. But, geez, it's killing me.
Well, don't you know they got this thing called a shooting tripod? Maybe that would help you.
Well, it's the shoulder is all metal now.
Can't take the kick, huh? Can't take the recoil.
I can't, no, but I will be able. The one thing I did ask the doctor, I said, all right. I said, Doc, there's one way I'm going to do this. Can I shoot a gun in the future? He says, absolutely. I said, okay, let's get it done. You know, I got many more, hopefully many more years ahead of me, and we'll just let these birds get real comfortable. And you know, my son doesn't call like me, so if he killed one, they gotta be very easy.
Well, by letting them go, their beards will just get longer and thicker, and their spurs will get longer till you get back.
What's really funny, he said, something's wrong with my bird's beard. It keeps falling apart. Well, when he skinned it out, he realized why. He shot all chest shot. He didn't hit the head. He said, oh, darn, Dad. He said, the BBs were tearing the beard up. He said, I think it was an 11-inch beard. It wound up to be about a 9-inch beard. That's funny.
Yeah. You know? Well, Mitch, we got the snapper season opening up on Monday. For people that are leaving out of your marina and want to fish some of those close rigs or maybe even venture out in the federal waters, what's the opportunity look like to get out there? And how long of a run would it be to get into some snapper?
It's very short, Don. You know, we're 8 miles out right now. Your closest Empire rigs are 8 miles out the Empire Jetty. And, you know, this time of year, the snapper are still very close in. A lot of reports of people that have just been going to the rigs just to play around, well, they just said they couldn't even get a line halfway down before they had a snapper. A lot of still juvenile snapper in that area, but the further out you go, I think it's going to be a fantastic season. But yeah, you know, we anywhere from 8 to, you can go anywhere out of Empire, really and truly. To tell you the truth, it's 20 something miles out the Empire Jetties to the Southwest Pass. And a lot of people got to travel out of Venice. When they go out of Venice, you got to travel 25 miles downriver before you get in the Gulf.
That's
so
true.
It's about the same run. And the thing about us, you can go to a little bit to the west over there and you catch all those kind of untouched rigs, because a lot of people fishing out of Venice are going to go South Pass, Southwest Pass, you know, Southeast Pass. But, you know, people fishing out of Grand Isle, Fouchon and all going to catch those westerly rigs. And there's a whole pile of them still left out there. And I think it's just going to be fantastic from what I'm hearing from, you know, I get a lot of Asians that fish out of the marina right now this time of year. They're still chasing a few pompano that are left over and stuff. And and they're coming in saying, oh, my goodness, snapper, snapper, snapper. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really good season.
And then they can make a combo trip on the way back in. They can stop and catch some specks and reds.
Oh, absolutely. Same thing. You know, just like fishing out of Venice and all with the little river. But the one thing about it, we don't depend on the river out of Empire. You're going to get – and specks, by the way. Speckled trout fishing has been off the charts. The charter guides, the regular recreational fishermen leaving out of the marina right now, they are coming in. They are just so tickled pink. We had a little family fishing rodeo that just happened Easter weekend, and they all came in with their little youngsters and all of that saying, we caught 45 trout, you know, with between a five or six of them fishing. They caught their 15 trout limit. Like it was nothing. They had a great time and really nice fish. I'm going to tell you, I'm a little concerned about this over 20 something inch, you know, limit because the trout have been running really nice. And they are saying, what is this limit like? I said, well, watch out how many big ones you catch, you know, and nobody's ever been told they can't keep a big trout till now, you know what I mean?
It's going to change the mentality where you're going to have to, instead of leave small fish looking for big fish, is leave big fish looking for smaller fish.
Right. And, you know, and I don't know. I still got mixed emotions about that because these bigger trout have spawned multiple times, you know, and have left their seed out there for us all. But we'll see how it goes. You know, let's hope everything works, changed. You know.
Very good. Well, Mitch, I know you got the Ponderosa. You serve up some great food. You got everything a fisherman could need down there, a launch, bait, tackle shop, and store and everything down there. So hopefully people will be visiting you down there and getting some of those fish and taking advantage of that.
The live shrimp have been really beautiful so far this season. In fact, if the fish don't bite, bring your shrimp home and eat them because they are like, 21, 25, 36, 40. I mean, just a beautiful shrimp, very lively and everything. And the Ponderosa has been off the charts. I mean, it's just been – we've been slammed. You know, we open Thursday through Sunday and 11 to 9 on Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 7 on Sunday. And we had just been slammed. The oysters, believe me, I know an oyster guy, and these oysters are selling like crazy.
Well, I'm going to have to come down there and test them. I'll put them to the test.
You come on down, and I tell you what, let's see how many you can eat, Don.
All right.
I challenge you.
Mitch, thanks for the report, as always. Sorry to hear you on the turkey sideline, but you'll be back at him before you know it.
But, hey, look, one thing about the turkey sideline, I enjoy raising them. I enjoy hearing them, and I enjoy watching them. So,
well, you can also call for somebody, too. You can be the guide.
Yeah, I can do that. But you know what? Sometimes I like to shoot one myself.
I know what you mean. Thanks, Mitch. Great talking to you, my friend.
And listen, was that an invite you're asking for just now?
Well, could be.
Could be. We're going to have to do that one day. I got to get you up there one day.
Yes, indeed. I'd love to do it.
My turkey haven is there, and I'd love to get you up there. All right, Don, y'all have a good day, and let's look forward to a great weekend and a great snapper season ahead of us.
All right, you got my phone number. Just let me know. I'll be ready.
All right, sir. Y'all have a good one.
See you next time. Mitch Jurisich down at the Delta Marina in Empire. Coming back after this, we head over a little bit west to Grand Isle. Daryl Carpenter's got some reports for us there. Stick around for it. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's see what Grand Isle has to offer for fishermen this upcoming weekend and week. We'll talk to Daryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. Captain Daryl, what's going on in Grand Isle?
Well, I can tell you, Don, about the best thing you can do is keep your eye out of the rearview mirror because this past week was tough, man. Since we talked last Saturday, I think we had one, maybe 2 days that you could fish. Other than that, man, that weather and that wind just kept it tore up. So, you know, going forward, what we can tell you, and I've kind of, you know, nit and picked a little bit of stuff that, you know, you've been talking about on the show this morning. But the information that you're giving is 100% accurate. I mean, when we can and when it's calm enough, those fish have made their move, and there's a lot of good fish right close to the coast on all the oyster reefs. They're not on a beach yet. I mean, there's been a couple of days where they've caught some stuff on the beach, but I wouldn't say go line up in front of Elmer's Island. But as soon as it cleans up, we get a couple of tide changes and some good clean weather. and that water clears up, there's trout everywhere. I mean, we've had to, with the weather we had in the past week, we've had to retreat to some of the interior areas to hide. And when we did, I mean, we found that we were running into some throwbacks. The new stock is starting to hit the marsh, so you've got some throwbacks involved. But there's still plenty of keeper fish in the marsh, and when the weather lets us do it, what was it? I'm trying to remember what day it was I fished last. It might have been Monday. I think it might have been last Monday that I fished last. That, you know, we did our morning in the marsh. We elected to head up north, and we fished there until the wind got so bad that, you know, we made the decision, hey, man, look, let's head back to the island where we can hide before this bay gets too rough. And when we got back to the bay, the incoming tide had brought in a lot of clean water. And we sat right on the back of Grand Island, doubled our catch in the last hour and a half, 2 hours of the trip. So there are fish everywhere. You just got to, you know, right now we've got to just kind of play the weather and this violent spring that we're having. You got to just hunt for clean water and hunt for a place to hide out of the wind. And if you stay with it long enough, you're going to catch fish. There's trout everywhere.
Darryl, is it going to look like a derby Monday morning down there with the people going out for opening day of snapper season?
Don, you know, I don't know. You know, what we're seeing in the industry, you know, especially those areas that are away from major metropolitan areas, we're seeing this year the economy's hitting us pretty hard. So I would think with all the advertising and all the press about our early and long snapper season, I would think this first week is probably going to be a little bit busy. From there, we're going to have to just wait and see what everybody does. I mean, if you compare it year over year and you start looking at what we're doing, Grand Isle is down right now. I mean, we still got some hard economic conditions going on down there. You know, places to stay are limited, that type mm-hmm. of stuff.
Right.
But we're going to have to, I mean, I think people are excited about going after them. And I think we're going to see probably this opening week is going to be very busy. But after that, we're just going to have to wait and see what fuel prices and everything else does. Because I can tell you last Monday when I was on the water, I think I traveled halfway to Lafitte. And the whole day I might have seen three other boats on the water.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that shapes up. Darryl, thanks for the report. As always, realscreamers.com is where you can find him, and we'll find him next week right back here. Thank you, Darryl.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got another hour to go coming up right after this quick pause, and we'll be back to talk to Captain Mike Gallo, Eric Mahabarak, and Ryan Lambert for your fishing reports on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.